The Wolves of Northern State are back at home against UMary tonight, and then on the road on Saturday against St. Cloud, against the Husky squad. And today we bring in the sophomore from Fargo, North Dakota, Michael Nile, on today's edition of Pack Chat. Thanks for popping in today, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, number zero, how come? Is that just a lucky number? Or?
I was originally 23 in high school, but 23 was taken when I came, so I was just thinking of just any number, so it was really random.
Was that Belka's number?
Yep. Okay. It was Belka's.
Do you have a like nickname with number zero, like Agent Zero or something like that? Or?
No, not really.
Okay, well, congratulations. You're now Agent Zero. I'm going to give you that perhaps. But so you and Jackson Mone, of course, are on the same high school team. How good were you guys in high school?
We were pretty good. We were definitely one of the biggest teams in the state. And one of the, I think we had one of the best players, obviously, in Jackson. And then we had good guards and athletic players. So we had all the tools we needed to be one of the top teams.
But you guys weren't highly recruited out of high school, right? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
How come?
No idea.
Me neither. I mean, obviously it worked out for Northern, but it's strange. Yep. I mean, two guys on a great team.
Yep.
Not a whole lot of love.
Yeah.
Hmm. Curious. All right. So walk me through the recruiting process to get to Northern. Obviously, they recruited you.
Yep.
So what was that recruiting process like for you?
It was towards the end of senior season. I had been talking to some local schools like Concordia and UMary also in North Dakota. I really wasn't leaning towards any school at that time. I was still focused on the season. I had first gotten a call from Coach Vaughn. I remember I was at my friend's house playing video games. And I had gotten the call. I was like, who's this? Picked up the phone. It was Coach Vaughn. And sure enough, he was like, we'd like to have you here. And I was like, happy to hear it. So
I think you made the right decision. Yep. No disrespect to Concordia and UMary, but I think you made the right decision. Yep. So who's your favorite team to beat in the NSIC?
Just because I'm from North Dakota, I think I would say UMary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because, just for that.
Yeah, just because they're close to home.
Yeah, I get that. What's been the highlight so far of your time at Northern? Could be this year, could be last year, your highlight.
I'd probably winning the NSIC tournament last year.
How special was that?
It was super special, you know. Just knowing like how hard we worked throughout the season and seeing it come to fruition was really something. So
you guys get hot right now. You never know. This thing can get turned around really quickly and
surely.
Could be feeling that as well. Biggest difference between high school ball and college ball?
I'd say definitely the size. You're not ever going to come across the amount of size that you see in college. Like, these dudes are grown men. And usually in high school, people aren't in the same weight category.
Who was the biggest dude you saw in high school? You mean like 6'6", 6'7", maybe?
Probably Grant in high school when I was, a junior or sophomore. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was definitely the tallest guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotcha. Pre-game superstitions? You have anything up your sleeve or not so much?
Pretty basic. Just get a good meal, good sleep the night before.
Yeah, that's interesting. You said you got to get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't happen, but I try my best.
What's the standard sleep schedule for you? You kind of, are you a night guy? Are you an early morning riser?
Early morning just because of the classes that I have. Usually I try to get some sleep, go to sleep around 12. It's close to 8 hours, 7 hours. So
what's your earliest class?
I have labs on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Those start at 8 a.m. Yeah.
I remember when I was in college, I hated the 8 a.m. class. Like, I had a philosophy class at 8 a.m. or something like that. It's like, how am I supposed to know the meaning of life at 8 a.m. when I'm on no sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense. Favorite all-time basketball memory? Could be in high school, could be at Northern, obviously winning the NSIC tournament last year pretty good, but maybe it's a little boy growing up in your backyard, your front yard, shooting hoops. What's your all-time favorite basketball memory?
I'd say shooting with my dad at my elementary. We would go out and shoot at the courts right outside the school.
Is that how you got into the game of basketball?
We would watch it together, so I think I kind of grew that love from then.
Did your dad do any professional basketball? Did he play in high school and college and stuff like that? Or
he didn't play, but he played soccer, so he was an athlete. But I think once he reached adulthood, that's when he really started loving basketball, and that just translated to my love.
So you come from a pretty athletic family for the most part? Brothers and sisters, do they do anything else?
They're
like
all
that?
Athletes also. My mom used to play volleyball in high school.
So that's how you fell in love with the game. Mm-hmm. So you did a high jump, the long jump, and the triple jump in high school. How'd you get into that?
I kind of just decided, like, I'm done with the basketball season. Why not do something? So I just thought it could help with your athleticism, keep you active. So I did it.
And you felt like it did help?
Yes. And I kind of found fun in it too. So
the triple jump makes me nervous. Every time I'm watching it, doesn't it feel like someone's about to blow a knee out?
Probably the first few times, but we just repeated it like over and over again. So it really just becomes second nature.
That's good. Good for you. Yep. Favorite game that you've played in at Northern State so far?
I Hate Winter.
Mm.
Yep.
What makes I Hate Winter so special?
The crowd is crazy. And there's yelling, screaming. The atmosphere is definitely different.
We got to get you to jump into the jacuzzi next year.
Jacuzzi, all right.
There you go. Just remember this conversation this time next year.
All right.
Is there a lot of trash talking out there? Are you a trash talker or not so much?
Not so much. No, not really.
Felt like there was a lot in Marshall last weekend with the crowd. They were really letting you guys have it.
Yeah. They were amped up. I think they had one of their own events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably led to a little bit more trash talk than usual.
Yeah, they were definitely loud about that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So your pregame superstitions, 8 hours of sleep. Okay, we talked about that. I think that's all the basketball questions I really got for you.
Yeah.
What song best describes Michael Nile?
Probably Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
How come?
He's very upbeat and happy.
And that's just who you are?
Not all the time, but that's what I try to be, so that's why.
Something to aspire to.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So nickname, any nicknames for you?
Sometimes Huncho. That was my username for my Instagram handle.
Okay.
Or Mike, Michael, so.
I'm going with Magic Mike.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
You okay with that?
I like it, yeah.
All right, good. Any tattoos for you?
Nope.
Are you ever going to get any?
Not as of right now. I'm not planning on any.
Are you afraid of needles?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm terrified of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people, they've got the whole sleeve. And
yeah.
I don't think
I'm ever going to get to that point.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Earliest childhood memory?
I'd say probably being at my cousin's house
mm-hmm.
for a birthday party. It was a very eventful day. We were playing all kinds of games, pretending to be ninjas in the back.
Nice.
In the backyard, so.
There you go. Yeah. Favorite movie of all time?
I'd probably say Home Alone.
First one?
Yep.
It's classic.
Yep.
You're having a dinner party. You can invite three people. Who do you invite, and what's for dinner? Let's just assume your family's there. You don't have to worry about your family inviting them.
Okay. Past people?
Yeah, they could be alive, they could be dead, could be at any point in time in human history.
Okay. I would say Kobe Bryant.
Okay, that's a good one. That's number one.
Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
It's a good trifecta.
Yep.
Who do you think's the best out of those three? I gotta go MJ. Are you more of a LeBron guy?
I don't know. I've been kind of leaning towards LeBron lately. I was an MJ dude.
You've kind of transitioned to the...
Yeah, LeBron's just surpassing people.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
Favorite 90s jam or old school jam in general? What's up your sleeve? It's like one song you're always rocking out to in your car when you're driving around?
Something in the Way, Nirvana.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep. Yeah, old school Nirvana. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's like early to mid-90s.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Okay.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had Frosted Flake cereal.
Did you put sugar on the top of it too?
No.
My dad used to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like he'd have like this huge breakfast, and he would just like douse it in sugar. Like, why are you putting
sugar? I've heard of that.
It's crazy to me. It's like, it's got enough sugar in it to start. And he's like
drizzly it.
Yeah. So aggressive. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you? 10 being you're the happiest camper in the world. 1, you're like, man, this stinks.
Today, I would rate it about an 8. It's been a pretty good day.
There you go. Solid.
Yep.
So if you can go forward or backward in time, where are you going? Why?
Going forward, because the past, we can look that up at any time, but we don't know what's in the future. You can't look that up.
What do you think the future looks like?
100 years, I'm thinking crazy transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
AI is everywhere.
Yep. AI is definitely everywhere.
Robot takeover. If you were a brand, what would your motto be? Can't use Just Do It. That's already... stolen.
Okay.
You can't steal it.
Yeah.
It's already used.
Do it right or don't do it at all.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle criticism? Do you do it okay or you get defensive?
I think I try to implement it slowly but surely.
If you could get rid of one state in the country, what would it be and why?
Alaska.
How come?
I just don't hear anything from them.
So what's the point of them?
Yeah.
Get them out of here. See ya. Sayonara. What about life fascinates you?
Just the different people. I think just multiple dimensions of each person is crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep. If you were reincarnated as a famous landmark, what would it be and why? Or like a monument or something? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like obviously Mount Rushmore. You got stuff in D.C., all over the country. Anything you can think of off the top of your head?
Grand Canyon.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
See the sun every day. Yeah. Beautiful.
It's a nice spot.
Everyone's checking you out all the time.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet. What makes you angry? What fires you up?
When people continually do things that you don't like, and they know that you don't like it.
What's one thing that you really don't like people do, and then they're always continuously doing that? You know, like teammates?
Misplacing my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use something, put it right where you found it, so I can find it.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say, maybe you got a bunch of teammates that are always like smacking their lips when they eat or something.
Oh, nah.
Talking with their mouth full.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think about when you're alone in your car driving around? What's going through Michael Niles' brain?
I'm usually bumping to some music, you know, so.
Are you a good singer? I'm not going to make you sing, but.
Nah, sometimes. It depends on what song, you know. I can't really get that high pitch, but.
I'm telling you, man, you came down for breakfast the other day, and I was like, yeah, that voice is, that's like a perfect jazz radio voice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Room, desk, and a car. Which one do you clean first?
The car.
How come?
Because you're going to pick up other people. No one's guaranteed to use that room or the desk.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Last book that you read?
Your Inner Fish. I was reading that for class.
What is that?
It's about, like, the development of humans from fish, basically. Like
your inner fish.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. What's one thing that you refuse to share?
My bonnet.
Okay.
I just use it to go to sleep, but.
Doesn't that ever, like, wake you up in the middle of the night when you kind of, rubs up against your pillow or something?
It doesn't really rub up, but, like, sometimes it'll come off. I'll just put it right back on.
Did you ever steal Toby's from him?
No, not yet.
I like how you said, yeah, that's good. If you could create a new app for a cell phone, what would that app be?
It'd probably be a game. Just any kind of game. Kind of like Jetpack Joyride, Clash Royale. Probably a new game.
Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah.
Help me out on this. I'm not familiar with this game.
It's like you're at a jetpack and you try to collect all the coins while dodging like fire, like trying to hit you. So
yeah, I could get behind that.
Try it out.
Jetpack Joyride, did you ever do like Fruit Ninja back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I used to love Fruit Ninja.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my jam. Loved that game. What would you choose as your last meal? Gus Reedy had a very, very, very elaborate last meal.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a scroll long.
I'd probably have a steak, some mac and cheese, some avocado and bread.
Nice. Big avocado toast guy, huh?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Orange juice, grape juice, so I can dabble between the two, and ice cream to finish it off.
You want chocolate or cookies and cream?
I'll get the mix.
Mm.
Yep.
Now, it's interesting about the whole avocado toast thing.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a restaurant, it's like $11.99, $12.99. You go to a supermarket, avocado's like 79 cents.
Yep.
Bread's like 99 cents, $1.99. It's like, why am I paying out my nose for friggin' avocado toast when I could just get it for super cheap, you know?
Yep.
It works out for them because people still do it.
Yeah.
All right, next up I got a segment called This or That.
Okay.
Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Fair or a theme park?
Theme park.
Fargo or Aberdeen?
I'll say Aberdeen.
Okay. North Dakota or South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Scrabble or Words with Friends?
What's Words with Friends?
It's basically like Scrabble on your iPhone, but I feel like it's not quite the same.
I'll do Words with Friends.
All right. Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Did you play football growing up, or is it just strictly basketball?
I played football a little bit with friends outside, but I never played organized.
Not organized. Gotcha.
Yep.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
Turn signal.
Good for you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Maroon or gold?
Gold.
Gold or white?
White.
Okay. Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
That's a good answer right there. Dimples or freckles?
Dimples.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Everyone says Coke.
Yep.
Down or up?
Up.
Fantasy sports or actual sports?
Actual.
Okay. Car or a truck?
Car.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
All right. Most people are saying vanilla. That's interesting. Yep. Sushi or pizza?
Pizza.
Save or spend?
Spend.
Rain or shine?
Shine.
Soup or sandwich?
Sandwich.
What's your go-to sandwich?
Steak and cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Like from Subway
from
or
Subway.
Something? Yeah. So, okay, that's a perfect segue. Subway or Jimmy John's?
Subway.
Me too.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Everyone's all about Jimmy John's.
I don't know why, but they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you can't get your sub toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bread's good, but I want my sub toasted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there with you. Rock and roll or country music?
Rock and roll.
Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads, black hair?
Brunettes.
Brunettes, okay. Gotcha. Finally, I've got a little word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word or a phrase or a place, and whatever pops into your head, just come out and say it. You can give a full sentence response, give me a whole paragraph. Okay. Whatever pops into your head, just come out and say it, all right?
Okay.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Home.
Cheyenne High School.
Grassroots.
South Dakota.
OG.
North Dakota.
Home.
Success.
Great.
Northern State University.
The present.
Road trip.
Washington.
Did you guys go on like a road trip to Washington or something?
No.
That just popped into your head?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that. Yep. Okay, yep. Gotcha. Yep. I hate winter weekend.
Fun.
Now, I'm going to go back. This is kind of random here. But I was told that you ripped the rim off of a basket in Dakota Hall.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is there video of this?
I don't know. There might be.
Walk me through this. I got to hear this story.
So we're transitioning from a drill to a different drill. And I had a ball and I go up to dunk and I come down with the rim, I guess. I don't know if it was loose or anything, but yeah, I don't know. It just came down, I guess.
Was it like
came down holding the rim like this?
Sure. Yeah. So do you have like a signature different dunk? Was it just a two-fisted hammer?
I say the signature would probably be a windmill.
Can you go between the legs windmill?
Between the legs windmill. I can go between the legs, but I haven't windmilled after going between the legs.
You're in the gym by yourself. You're just working on some stuff. Like, let's say you're in a slam dunk competition. Mm-hmm. The windmill is your go-to?
If I'm trying to win it, then I'm going to go for between the legs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, Jason Richardson did that way back in the day. Uh-huh. Feels like he was one of the first guys to do that, at least since I started watching it. Be a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect segue. Slam dunk.
Shaq.
Barnett Center.
Wolves.
Chick-fil-A.
Delicious.
We need a Chick-fil-A in town.
Yeah.
Totally need one. Yeah. Gatorade.
Hydrated.
What's your go-to flavor?
Red.
Ooh, you like the fruit punch?
Yeah, it's good.
It's like my least favorite.
That's crazy. Maybe because it's just the most generic. But
yeah. I like something kind of different. Like the blue one.
Okay.
Blue or purple is my favorite.
Oh, purple's delicious too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The future.
Back to the future.
The past.
George Washington.
Social media.
Instagram.
Steak.
Ketchup.
You put ketchup on your steak?
Sometimes.
Really?
I'll eat it on the side with it.
Is it good like that?
Yeah. Cut off a piece, dip it in some ketchup.
I feel like that's a sin.
What? It's delicious.
You know what? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I've never tried it before. I'm not going to knock it because I've never tried it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I try it and I don't like it, I'm coming right back to
it's
you.
It's going to be good, I promise.
All right. Okay. Got it. Chicken.
Flats.
Are you bone-in or boneless guy? Or?
It really could go day by day. Like, I might eat bones in today, bones out tomorrow.
Paula Kruger's always giving me a hard time because I say boneless.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, it's like a chicken wing. Or it's like a chicken nugget. I'm like, so? Who cares? It's so good.
It's good. It's good.
I'm a big fan of boneless.
Yeah.
Technology.
iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Cheeseburgers.
B-dubs.
Hmm. Blocked shot.
SWAT.
Winning.
Golden State OG. OG Warriors.
Okay. You marry.
Blue.
St. Cloud State University.
Red.
There you go. Oh. Gus Reedy.
Pops.
Do you guys actually call him that?
No.
Maybe you guys should start.
Yeah,
that's
we
good.
Really should.
Yeah, Pops. I like that.
Yeah.
Josh Dilling.
Finesse.
Andrew Bergen.
Brother.
Jackson Mone.
Pro.
I could see that.
Yep.
Trey Longstreet.
Nice.
Toby Obiora.
Huge.
Isaiah Hagen.
New.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Caleb Walton Blandon.
Funny.
Kobe Bush.
Hunting.
Yeah, quite the character. Trayvon Wright.
Serene.
Josh Vaughn.
Knowledge.
Saul Phillips.
Guidance.
You like playing for Coach Phillips?
Yes, sir.
What about him do you like?
I like that he doesn't sugarcoat what you need to get better at.
Mm-hmm.
If you're messing something up, he's going to tell you, get better at that right now.
There you go. Finally, you.
Learning.
That's good. Always, always.
Always learning.
Always learning. Here you go. Shout outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up a little bit.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love you, Zach, Naomi, Judy, and at the end.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, there you go. That's the sophomore forward from Fargo, North Dakota, Michael Nile, on today's installment of Pack Chat. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me.